This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Mummy Matters.
Bobby, Chloe and Alicia have been set a challenge by their teacher to get the class thinking about money through music.
Can you call me later so we can work out the melodies in our money mashup?
Sorry, can't. My mobile phone's out of credit.
No way. You only topped it up last week.
But we were FaceTiming so much at the weekend. It just burned through the lot. I didn't even realise I spent it all. £10. Gone just like that.
It's easy done. It's like you're spending your money without even realising it half the time.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to take a pound out of my piggy bank every hour, I'd have realised I was using my money up too quickly. But phone credits? Well, they're all done digitally. It's sometimes hard to know how much you're spending when money's not in front of you.
Hey, maybe we could say something in our song about that. You know, about digital ways to spend money.
Good one. Like buying things online.
And automatic top-up mobile phones.
And so you need new ways to keep track of your spending. And to remember to check your balances regularly. After all, not spending money is a bit like saving money.
Keeping track of mobile phone credit is pretty easy.
Not if you're me!
It's a piece of cake. You can find out from the top-up card how many minutes you get for your money. And, well, keep a note of how many calls you've made. Most phones even have a setting where you can track it, as well as showing you how much internet data you've got left.
Good idea. I'll check my settings. Mobile phone top-ups are a bit like topping up your credit if you're playing games online. You know, when you have an internet bank account, or maybe your parents pay for some tokens.
Or buy bitcoins.
Yeah, and you definitely need to keep an eye on them. It's so easy to use them up, especially if there's some cool new armour or mods to buy.
Tell me about it. I got £5 of online gaming tokens for my pocket money on Saturday, but there was this incredibly cool new Obsidian Throne of Darkness.
Don't tell me. You'd spend all your money on it.
By Sunday? Yeah, you know me too well. I suppose I should think about managing my digital money the same way I might manage coins.
Yeah, you can budget and save your digital money or credits in just the same way as you manage the money you hold in your hand.
And it's probably even more important because they're so easy to spend.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of clicks and you've spent the lot.
And you've bought the rainbow shield of protection and you didn't even have to get out of your chair.
Chair? You mean your obsidian throne of darkness?
You will bow before my throne.
You wish. Come on, let's add these bits into the song. As well as money in your hand, there's money you can't see.
Online shopping, top-up cards, make spending it so easy.
Just cause your cash's invisible don't mean that it's not real. If you threw money in the bin, how silly would you feel?
Going digital is great, but hey, you must keep track.
Don't run up massive bills and give your dad a heart attack.
We're spending, saving, raising, making money.
Money.
Find out next time how Bobby, Chloe and Alicia develop their song and learn about setting up a bank account.
Money Matters, with support from the Cooperative Bank. Find out more online at funkidslive.com/money.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.